The secretive world of spying, it's right here in front of us. But because of their training and our naivete as average citizens, we often miss it.
Everybody in the espionage business is working undercover. So if they're in Washington, they're either in an embassy or they're a businessman, and you can't tell them apart because they never acknowledge what they're doing. And if they're good, they have no trace of their communications.
And while we often unknowingly stumble over spies because we don't know what we're looking for, they, on the other hand, are very clear about what they're looking for, and it's not always the obvious. In fact, as the late Sergei Tretyakov, Russia's top spy who defected to the U.S., said before he died in 2010, their orders from President Boris Yeltsin were quite clear when it came to spying on President Bill Clinton.
I want to know what the President of the United States, in his time it was Clinton, I am not interested what he has on his table. I want to know what he has under his table, what he's hiding from me.
The tactics of the U.S.'s two biggest enemies have changed, but Douglas Wise, former Deputy Director of the Defense Intelligence Agency and a former Central Intelligence Agency senior officer, says the objective is still the same.
The Russians want to destroy us. The Chinese want to own us.
Both Russia and China have raised the number of operatives here in Washington, and according to Bayer, it would be virtually impossible to pick them out.
The dark net and various private, encryption, algorithms and the rest of it, you could operate right here in Washington, D.C. And if you're good and you're disciplined and careful, the FBI will never see it.
But coming up in my next segment, the FBI has something to say about that.
Of course, there's always going to be moments that we're going to have people decide to cooperate with the enemy. And we're going to find them, we're going to catch them.
What they're looking for and where they're looking. J.J. Green, WTOP News.